I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 13, WAOK. They've been here before, they've been dubbed the Great Debaters, a name that they have kind of accepted, and you've heard their story or heard a lot about them. If not, then we certainly want to introduce them to you. Debate team, they went to Harvard and... they cleaned up, essentially. But let's talk first to Brandon Fleming. He is the assistant debate coach. He was with us, I guess it's been a couple of years, maybe. I don't know. Last year, Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. This is kind of your baby. You kind of helped to put this together.
It is, yeah.
Tell us your story again. Remind us of your story from your time not certain to know what you wanted to do, to almost giving up on the whole educational thing. Tell us the Brandon Fleming story and how it is intertwined into the lives of these young people.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us again. I really appreciate it. I'm happy to share my story because my story is the reason why we're here. It's the reason why I'm passionate about the work that I do. Quite honestly, as I share so often, it's very ironic the way I landed in education because I was the worst student you could ever imagine in the classroom. You know, I struggled immensely throughout grade school. I struggled throughout high school. And quite honestly, the only reason why I even wanted to matriculate to college is because of my athletic ambitions. And so I found myself matriculating to college to play basketball. But my very first year, I actually suffered a career-ending knee injury. And that injury then subsequently resulted in my dropping out of college. So I went from being an at-risk youth to now a college dropout. And I felt that I officially had proven everybody right about me, those who said that I would never amount to anything beyond athletics. So I dropped out, spent the next 2 years of my life working in a vitamin factory on assembly line. It was the worst experience of my life. You know, and I remember like it was yesterday when I was sitting on that assembly line and one of my coworkers looked at me. She said, "Boy, what you doing in this assembly line at the age of 18? And I said, "Well, I dropped out of school." And she about knocked me upside my head. It's like, what do you mean you dropped out of school? Do you know what the people in this room would have done for that opportunity? And so that's when I really understood what I had relinquished. And that's when my passion for education was birthed.
How do you end up coaching, being assistant coach to this team?
Yeah, so interestingly, you know, when I went back to school years later, I was inspired by the movie The Great Debaters because it came out around the time when I was in college. And so after watching that movie, I went to my university debate center and tried out for the debate team. And so I started debating for a couple of tournaments, but then I ended up dropping off the team because I started teaching debate to kids in my community. Long story short, I was recruited to the Ron Clark Academy out of college. And from there, I was recruited to Harvard University as a summer instructor. And that's where I was teaching at this summer residency. And I noticed that there was a lack of African-American representation. And so I decided to do something about it and created this pipeline program.
The program ultimately, these students who enter this program ultimately get an opportunity to attend Harvard, I believe, if they can cut the mustard.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So this has become a way that we actually recruit students for the Harvard University debate team. So here recently from our inaugural class, our very first student was accepted into Harvard College on full scholarship, and he'll be debating for the university team starting in the fall.
All right, and let's meet some of these great debaters. We have Don Roman Jr. He's a senior at North Atlanta High School. How you doing, young man?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Y'all sharp as always.
Thank you.
Is that y'all signature look, the polka dot red bow tie?
Yeah.
And a nice blazer. And talk about your selection to be a participant. The selection progress, was it rigorous? How did you get on the debate team?
It started with my counselor at my school. He recommended me for the program, and he said this would be a great opportunity for me to grow as a person, so I applied. I made it through to the admissions process. We went through a few rounds, and I was selected to join, and it's changed my life since then.
Were you ever in a debate team before? Had you ever done this before?
Before I joined the Diversity Project, I had no debate experience. So these 10 months is all I really know for debate.
And what made you say you wanted to do it other than the guidance counselor saying this would be good for you?
I think,
look good on your resume, perhaps,
right.
What they say.
I think from the start, I just knew how important this would be for me as a person, just the growth I would experience under Mr. Fleming's teaching. I just knew that this would change me into a better person. So from the start, I just always knew that I would put my all into this and I would get something much greater back.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll meet the others. Keith Harris, he's a senior at Westlake High School. Lainey Broussard, a senior at Woodstock High School. And Keenan Andrews, a freshman at Phillips Exeter Academy. 448-922-7003. Don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK. All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Up to 400 students sparred in a week-long tournament. Students also took part in daily 10-hour academic regimen with classes focused on research, analysis, argumentation, and political science taught by highly accomplished debate professors. This sounds like, Brandon, this was a holistic experience. It wouldn't just drop you off and y'all debate against each other, but tell us what this week was like for these young people.
Absolutely. It was a very challenging week because, you know, this summer residency is very prestigious in that gifted scholars from over 15 different countries throughout the world converge on campus for 2 weeks of intensive academic study and a culminating competition. And so the week is very challenging because they have to endure 12-hour workdays. So all day with only a few breaks. They are engaging in rigorous study in political science, case studies, research, writing, debating. And so it can be very debilitating and exhausting at times. And so by the time it gets to the tournament at the end, a lot of the students are fatigued. And so they have to really push through. And so quite honestly, I think that's part of the reason why everyone was so shocked at how well our students performed, because despite, you know, them being tired, they really, you know, excelled.
All right, Lainey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You are a senior at Woodstock High School.
Yes, sir.
And you're the only female here today.
I know. All the male energy in the room is overwhelming.
Let's see, all you one girl show up and it changes the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Talk about your team composition. Were there other girls that was a part of the group as well?
Yes, surprisingly. We are an all-black team, but surprisingly, we have so much diversity in the way our personalities work together. I think at the summer residency, that actually came and culminated into something so beautiful and so excellent. We have so many different skill sets that are represented within the group. Keith, DJ are well off in public speaking, and that really showed through in their actual competitive debate tournaments, whereas other people are more, you know, expressive and welcoming others into the family. So each person plays a unique role, and it's not one blanketed uniform group. We have a lot of diversity within our group, and I think that's what makes us so special.
Talk about your selection. I mean, obviously, they got to be competitive. That others heard about this, and how did you get selected?
Right.
What did you think made you stand out among the others?
So the inaugural class held a workshop in April. I remember seeing it on Instagram, and I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I've always been into media and public speaking, and this is just one of the ways where I can strengthen that tool set for me. So upon entering the room, I was surprised to see a lot of gifted people who look like me, because I've been always immersed in predominantly white spaces.
Right.
I've never seen that a level and that high expertise reflected in someone who looks like me. So upon seeing that, I knew this was a program I had to apply for, I had to be a part of. And once I got in, it did not fail to meet my expectations at all. It exceeded them in every way.
Were you intimidated by the others who were there?
Of course. I'm a naturally quiet and reserved person. So upon entering the room, of course, I was intimidated by greatness. When you're exposed to a room of greatness, it's easy to, you know, be comfortable and complacent with yourself. But my excellent instructors, Ms. Britton and Mr. Fleming, always pushed me to rise to their expectations.
Now, you say you're naturally quiet. I don't believe that.
No.
I got to ask. Kenan, is she naturally quiet? What was she like when you met her?
She may be a little quiet, but she is indeed powerful for sure. I mean, she's definitely shown that in the class and everything that she does.
Kenan Andrews, he's a freshman at Phillip Exeter Academy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top elite schools in the country, if not the world.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor to be attending there. And I guess it's definitely, a testament to all the work that's been put forth, because I definitely couldn't have done it without, like, you know, the help of Mr. Fleming, my instructor, without the help of my class. And, you know, with all the work and training in different situations they've put us in, it's definitely helped equip me with the skills I needed to apply. And thankfully, to get accepted, so I'll be attending there next year as a freshman. I'm really excited to start.
Exactly. I have to hook you up with that. I have a good friend whose son just graduated.
Nice.
And attended there. You came into the room, you saw everybody, and you said, yeah, you can do this. You knew you were going to. Did you know you were going to do good?
Now, whenever interviews or things like that happen, it's always something about having self-confidence, because you definitely want to show off your best no matter what situation you're in. It's always upholding poise under pressure. So, like, definitely when it came down to applying, I knew since Mr. Fleming had been a previous instructor of mine, I definitely needed to show all the work and training he put into me to actually show off to everyone else. So I knew when I stepped foot into that room, I wanted to show out and show my actually true testament of all the training that I've been put forth. And thankfully, it all paid off. And as the year has gone by, I've definitely been able to grow and learn with all my class as well.
Keith,
yes,
how are
sir?
You?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Keith Harris is a senior at Westlake, the historic Westlake High School.
Excuse me?
I said historic Westlake. Cam Newton and a bunch of others. What other extracurricular activity are you involved with?
Well, at Westlake, I'm involved in a bunch of clubs. Just quick shout out. I'm a part of the Going Against the Grain Club, mm-hmm. where we talk about different political issues and we kind of give the students' perspective to it. It's not like live streamed or anything, but it's like the idea of a think tank mm-hmm. where all of these ideas are bouncing off one another and you're just learning things about your classmates. And then I'm also a part of
that one.
Yeah, that one club. That's very powerful.
When this opportunity presented itself to you, why did you accept it with all the other things you had going on? Why was this something you knew you wanted to do?
Well, first of all, it does have Harvard in the name, and that's a very good addition to my resume. And second of all, I heard from different people that it's a very powerful program and that it could serve to change, like, the composition of your mind, like, to make you a better person. And it's just, like, it's something that you're not getting in education in, like, different public schools. I heard a quote once. It was, like, the goal of education is not to make men carpenters, but to make carpenters men. The idea of trying to educate the entire body instead of just trying to get an answer out of a person. And then that's just what I got out of the Harvard Diversity Project.
404-892-2703 if you have questions for these young people or their coach. You all did very well.
Yes, we did. Broke records.
Brandon, tell us how this is broken down, because at the end of the day, how they aggregated as a team, or tell us how it's broken down, because you had two of the young people here walked away as the champions of it all.
So here's what's interesting. You know, of the top 16 teams that it's called breaking. You break the preliminary rounds into the final rounds. Which begins with the top 16 teams. And out of the top 16 pairs.
Now, how many teams are there for the entire thing?
Altogether, there were over 100 students. And so they debated in pairs. And so of the top 16 pairs, half of them came from the Harvard Diversity Project. And then after that, it went to the top eight. Of the top eight, five of them were ours from the Harvard Diversity Project. The only reason why two of our students didn't end up in the championship together because they had to start eliminating each other. And so after one of our students eliminated the other, our DJ and Keith went to the final round, and they won with a unanimous decision with the judge of panels.
All right, 404-892-2703. When we come back, we'll ask these students, what did it feel like? You know, everybody want to win. Nobody want to lose. You know, when you're great, when you're just good at it. You know, we saw Serena this week. You know, make it to the final round of Wimbledon, and she lost. But that didn't mean she's not coming back next year. Everybody knows she'll be back. Guess what? She'll be back next year. Yeah. We'll talk about round after round, because I've read some of your statements here. When we come back, when you won the first round, what did that do for your confidence when you eliminated somebody? And talk about techniques. I mean, debating is an art form. And what techniques? We'll tell y'all some of the debate techniques of what do y'all study in order to make y'all great debaters. 404-892-2703. Don't go to play stick and stay with us. Fire up the phone lines. You got questions or comments for these young people? 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK. All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. They call themselves the Great Debaters. After the movie, Brandon Fleming, the assistant debate coach. Brandon, you got to be proud of these young people to see the progress, obviously, that they're making into what is your hope for them now that this experience is over for them? Because they don't get a chance to come back. It's a one-time, one-and-out kind of thing, if you will.
Yeah. You know, proud is an understatement. The best experience an educator could ever have is to watch and observe his or her pupils blossom into everything that you knew they were. And so I've been able to observe them do that. And quite honestly, one of the things that I tell them all the time is it's much bigger than debate. It's not just about debate. It's about taking this experience and using it to create other experiences for somebody else. And we teach our students build as you climb. So what I expect of them is for them to take everything that we've equipped them with and use it to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Don, what did you learn about your DJ, as they call you?
Yes, sir.
Did you learn about you as a result of this experience?
Well, I'd say the main thing I learned about myself is just I have a voice. Honestly, before I joined the program, I never used it. I was always happy or content just being in the background, knowing that I had the ability to use my voice, but then just still staying in the back. But then through this program and through winning the tournament, I just learned that what I have to say is valuable and that it can help someone out there, someone younger than me, someone older than me, anyone out there. So I'm excited to now use my voice.
What went through your mind when you and Keith were declared the winners of the whole thing?
And
feel like The Rock winning the World Heavyweight Champion on WWE, smashed down? What did it feel like to know that you have you looked at all the competition and did you come through it all?
I mean, I think I was really just relieved, honestly, because it's just these 10 months of hard work to get this to win. That's what all these 10 months were for. And then, we're still thinking about afterwards, but through these 10 months, we were preparing for this tournament. So knowing that me and Key were able to get through it, go undefeated, and win the entire thing, I just relieved to know that all the hard work, all the time that Mr. Fleming, Ms. Britton put into us paid off in the end.
Keith, did
yes, sir.
You... y'all have made it through the quarterfinals.
Yes.
Sweet 16, the semifinals.
Yes.
Did losing ever enter your mind, or did you know we finna take all of we went in it all?
Well, I mean, there were some hard rounds. Like, I will admit, some of these people were really hard debaters to go against, but losing did not enter our minds. When we were on our side, we knew that either we knew we won or we knew that it was a toss-up, but it was never a loss that entered our mind because we knew that we gave our all out there with every single round. Because one thing that one of our teachers told us is that treat every round like it's your first round. Like, yeah. Treat every round like you're 0-0. So when you treat it like that, you know that you have to prove yourself. You have something to prove when you're debating against these people.
Did y'all get a trophy, a ribbon, something put around? How did they recognize y'all as a winner?
We got a certificate, but no trophy.
Okay, well, we got to get you a little medal or something.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
We got to tell Harvard to up the prizes a little bit. Let y'all at least walk away with some kind of trophy. Lanny, what are you going to do with this experience? What do you want to do now as a result of this experience?
So what are my next steps? It actually touches a little bit closer to home. It's kind of serendipitous that we're actually in this space with radio broadcasting because that's exactly what I want to do. I want to be a journalist telling and forecasting stories that can really storytell and bridge gaps for people like me and people like us. I think one of the most unique experiences I've ever taken from the classroom is actually having the open space to actually talk about conversations that matter and conversations that are meaningful, and especially seeing those sentiments come from young people, I think is so powerful. So being able to have a platform of my own where I can actually broadcast those memories and sentiments is actually something I want to do.
Is Maria here? We're going to put you with Maria Bourne tonight, news lady. We ain't going to let you walk out of here and not make that connection for you.
But
you may be broadcasting before the week is out, you know. And so we believe that, again, relationships make the difference. So you can't be in a radio station saying this is what you want to do, and we let you just walk out the door without making a connect to help you do that. And not just know you can do whatever you want to do. I mean, y'all are brilliant and bright enough to be able to do whatever it is you choose to do. And just the skills and the principles that have been inculcated through this experience will be life-changing for you. I can tell. Walk with a different kind of swag. Nothing wrong with having confidence.
That's right.
You know, I served on the Atlanta City Council. I loved the debate. I did not come looking for radio. I don't even have an application on file. I just came down here and said a few things on the air, expecting never to come back. And 14 years later, I'm still sitting here because I like to debate. This is, you know, this is talk radio. We don't play a whole lot of music. We just come here and argue with people every day. And so that's a beautiful thing. And they give me a check every 2 weeks. Kenan, what do you like about this? Was there times when you just say, I'm through with this. I don't know. This ain't what I want to do.
There hasn't been a single time where I definitely had doubts. It was because I knew for the, well, one of the, I guess you could say, background thing is that Mr. Fleming has been my teacher since the fifth grade. And that was one of the greatest things to me because when he took on this program full time, I knew I had to, like, you know, join it. I knew I had to continue my journey there of debate, of politics, et cetera. So that's why I knew for every single day that we went to class, for all the extensives, for all the moments, all the different assignments, I knew I couldn't give my fullest. I couldn't just give a lack of actual trying. I had to give all of my work for it because I knew whenever I had to try it, I had to give my all because this is something that I've worked for the past few years, and I definitely wanted to finish strong. So, like, all the work, all the late nights, it definitely paved the way, and it held strong because as a unit, we were able to take the trophy back. We were able to take the title, do it again for a second year, and even personally get as far as I got. That's definitely a personal testament to me because it made all the work worth it.
But didn't you want to just tackle them a little bit once they won and say, look here.
Now, I'm just the debate did get tense, but never that far.
448-922-2703. When we come back, we're going to take another break. And I want y'all to tell us what y'all going to be doing in the future. You're about to start, really, your high school, if you will, almost a college experience, though, at Phillips Exeter. Rising senior. Getting ready to be out of there pretty soon, you know. And what did this experience prepare you for? And we have Maria Boynton, our news lady in here, public affairs director. I have a young lady who says she want to do, she's one of the great debaters. She said she's interested in doing broadcast. I said I will not let her leave without hooking up with the best broadcast journalist. A consummate professional. You hear every day on V103. She is one of the best, known all over. Just a little country girl, though. Albany, went to Albany State. Rambuck. But Maria Boynton, you cannot beat her. And so we will make sure we hook y'all up on the break. 448-922-2703. Don't go into place. We'll come back. We're going to bring these. We got some parents and little sister and the debate coach here as well. Everybody get to work in here. I work everybody that comes, and so we're going to talk to you all as well. 448-922-2703. We're so proud of y'all. It just goes without saying. The minute I saw the article, I said, get them back down here. Because we want you to know that we are really, really proud of you all. You did not walk into Harvard by yourselves. You came on the answer prayers of our ancestors who couldn't go to Harvard. And for our ancestors who helped to build it, but never got a chance to walk into any classroom. That's the spirit that took you. So I'm not surprised that every year you go, you come back as champions.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.